Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Chronicles 28:20.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Chronicles 28:20. Then David said to Solomon his son, "Be strong and courageous and do it. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, is with you. He will not leave you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished." Has God given you, either now or in the past, an overwhelming task? If so, rest assured you are not alone. In 1999, I sensed the Holy Spirit nudge me to attend a writer's conference. I'd never been to one, didn't have a clue what to expect, and I didn't have the money to go. But the nudge grew more persistent until I stepped out in faith and registered. The day before departure, I sat at the kitchen table with my husband and cried. It just seemed that God was up to something much bigger than me, and I felt scared. My husband listened patiently as I poured out my feelings, and then he encouraged me. "You can do this because God is with you. He will never leave your side. He will accomplish His purposes because you're trusting in Him." His words were similar to King David's when he commissioned his son Solomon to build the temple. We don't know how old Solomon was at the time, but we do know that David considered him young and inexperienced. We also know from 1 Chronicles 29:1 that David considered the task an enormous one. Besides being exquisite in design and unlike anything ever built before it, this structure would be God's dwelling. No pressure. Let's look at the elements of David's encouragements to Solomon. First, David told Solomon what to do. Be strong and courageous. These words are almost identical to the words God spoke to Joshua when he commissioned him to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land. Both men were assigned their leadership positions by God, and both faced assignments bigger than themselves. Fear was a natural response. Perhaps Solomon struggled with the fear of inadequacy. Maybe he wrestled with the fear of failure. Perhaps he would face criticism by others who thought they knew better. He would be a leader among men who were older and more experienced. Would they accept his authority? Whatever this project held for him, he was to muster his courage and face it head on. Solomon would also need to take action. "Do it," said his father. The time for discussion was over. The time to work had come. King David had labored long and hard to prepare and provide for the construction project. If Solomon stalled, all of David's work would have been in vain. Worse, in action would declare that God's choosing him for the task was worthless too. Next, David told Solomon what not to do. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Again, these words mirror the words God spoke to Joshua. It's as though God and David knew the human nature's response to a big assignment. David's next words told Solomon the reason for setting fear aside and choosing courage instead. For the Lord God, even my God, is with you. These words echo God's words to Moses upon giving him the assignment of leading the Israelites out of captivity, yet another monumental task. In this context, the Hebrew word for God is Elohim, which refers to his supremacy and might. David had experienced the presence of the supreme, mighty God throughout his life, and he assured Solomon that he would experience the same. Basically, he was saying, "Don't worry about a thing, son. God came through for me, and he'll do the same for you." David ended his encouragement with the words, "He will not leave you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished." The Hebrew word for forsake denotes relaxing. Think about it as slacking off. God would stick with Solomon and he would stick with the job until it was finished. Solomon took David's words to heart. He mustered his courage, set to action, and built the temple. He accomplished a huge task in the strength of the Lord because God was with him. My friend, when God gives us assignments that are too big for us, let's take David's words to heart as Solomon did. Let's muster our strength and courage and then get to work one step at a time. Let's be okay with admitting we're afraid, but let's not let fear hinder the work God has called us to do. Let's remember that the supreme, almighty God is with us and will not relax or slack off until the job is complete. Neither should we. He works, and we work. May I pray for you? God, thank you for trusting us with assignments that are too big for us in our own strength. Thank you for faith-stretching opportunities that give us fresh glimpses of who you are. Thank you that when you call us to a task, you work with us. You stay by our side and you don't relax until the task is complete. Strengthen us and give us courage to do whatever you ask us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.